DWP workers demand a humane welfare system and the staff needed to administer it. Claire Wilkins and Dave Simple, PCS member and PCS National Executive Committee member, personal capacity, there is serious discontent about how universal credit is being run. Cuts to staff have resulted in the DWP trying to roll out two new national benefits, universal credit and personal independence payment, with almost 40,000 fewer workers than in 2010. There has been an explosion of claimants falling through the cracks. Universal credit claimants are set to more than double over the next 12 months. More than a million extra claimants will be subject to the full force of Tory cuts, which is estimated to cost working families £2,300 a year, and which will have a major impact on those with illness and disabilities. Many could lose hundreds of pounds a month. Workers fight back. Socialist Party members in Civil Servants Union PCS believe that the fight back by workers in the benefits system is intrinsically linked to the struggles of workers claiming benefits. Tory austerity has hit us altogether. Union members in the DWP want to be able to deliver a universal social security system, a quality public service that ensures all those in need have enough to live. In November 2018, the Tories announced a delay in moving claimants from existing benefits to universal credit as a result of negotiation and campaigning by the PCS Union and other campaign groups. In January 2019, the government stopped people in receipt of severe disability premium being moved to universal credit, after pressure from both the PCS and campaigners. Hundreds of PCS members working as disability employment advisors in job centers had notified the union about the plight of these extremely vulnerable claimants. Socialists in PCS are fighting for everyone else to have their severe disability premium reinstated and backdated. The unions and the Trades Union Congress have failed to organize action against austerity. This has not gone unnoticed by the tens of thousands of union members in PCS, or by millions of claimants. A strike in several universal credit processing sites, with every possibility of growing into a national strike of universal credit workers, is an opportunity to demand changes that will help both DWP workers and claimants. PCS and claimants groups, including Unite Community and Disabled People Against Cuts, need to work together. Over 10,000 DWP staff will themselves be universal credit claimants because of low pay and face income cuts.